Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Hello.
Today, we're taking a closer look at a really tragic event, one that sent shockwaves through the diplomatic world.
Yeah, the murder of two Israeli diplomats in Washington, D.C. This was back on June 2nd, 2023.
And it wasn't just a quick headline that disappeared.
Yeah.
It had a profound impact.
Absolutely. On communities, on international relations. And our deep dive today, it's drawing primarily from one key source.
Right. We've got excerpts from Tragedy in Washington, the murder of two Israeli diplomats, and its impact on the community. That was published by Christian Culture News.
An insightful source definitely gives a specific perspective.
So our mission today is, well, to unpack what happened. Who were these individuals, really? What are the wider implications?
And look at some of the maybe surprising angles the source brings up.
Exactly. We want to give you that shortcut to being well-informed, get those aha moments, but, you know, without the information overload.
Let's dig in them.
Okay. So June 2nd, that evening, the unimaginable happens right outside the Israeli embassy in D.C.
Yeah, an unidentified assailant opens fire. Just like that.
And our source, it states clearly this attack tragically resulted in the immediate deaths of the two diplomats.
It also mentions several others nearby, including a local bystander, though the main focus of the piece is definitely on the diplomats.
Right. And the reaction?
Immediate. Just immediate and widespread condemnation. You had government officials, community leaders, diplomats from all over the globe weighing in.
It's striking how fast the U.S. government put out an official statement.
It really is. Expressing deep sorrow, committing to a full investigation. It just underscored the collective shock, didn't it?
It absolutely did. And locally, the response was just as, well, palpable. You could feel the shock, the outrage.
Vigils were organized almost instantly.
Right away. Focusing on remembrance, peace, dialogue.
And condemning violence against diplomats specifically, it was a powerful statement.
It really brought home, didn't it, how vulnerable these roles can be, even in a place like Washington, D.C.
You really hit on a crucial point there, the vulnerability. This incident immediately raised huge questions about security measures for diplomats.
Yeah.
It's a stark reminder. Even in supposedly safe environments, there are inherent risks in diplomatic service. Always.
Which brings us to the individuals themselves. David Cohen and Sarah Levi. And our source, it doesn't just report the event. It really tries to profile the people we lost. David Cohen, for instance.
Renowned, the source says, for his strategic insight and negotiation skills.
Over 15 years of experience.
Yeah.
But what really comes through in the article is his ability to, like, foster relationships, bridge those cultural gaps.
And what's fascinating about Cohen, as the source highlights, is his role as a really staunch advocate for dialogue. He wasn't just sitting at the table.
No.
He was actively involved in initiatives aimed at enhancing security cooperation, economic partnerships in the Middle East.
It paints a picture of someone deeply invested, doesn't it? Beyond just the job description, really trying to build stability. And then there's Sarah Levi. She dedicated her life to cultural diplomacy.
Yeah, the article describes her as a seasoned diplomat, but with this real passion for art, for heritage.
She worked tirelessly, it seems,
yeah,
promoting Israeli culture abroad, trying to counter negative stereotypes through exchanges, educational programs.
That genuine warmth and commitment to fostering understanding, that phrase from the source, really sticks with you.
It does.
And it's clear from the accounts, both were more than just their job titles. Their personal character really amplified their professional work.
Friends and family describe them, you know, consistently. Kindness, generosity, unwavering dedication.
Leaving a huge void. You feel that sense of loss, not just in the diplomatic community, but personally for so many people.
Yeah. Deeply personal.
Definitely.
Okay, so here's where our source, Christian Culture News, brings in a perspective that, well, is stood out to me. What does it highlight beyond their diplomatic roles?
It goes quite deep into the role of faith in their lives. Specifically, it emphasizes their commitment to Jesus and the teachings of Christianity.
Right.
And that this commitment significantly influenced their personal and professional identities. It's presented as a core motivator for them.
Interesting. So how did that actually translate into their day-to-day diplomatic work? Did it shape how they approached negotiations or handled conflict?
According to the source, yes, profoundly. It explains that as devout followers of Jesus, their approach apparently embodied the principles of love, compassion, and service, which, the source suggests, guided their interactions, their approach to negotiation, conflict resolution. It implies a foundation beyond just, you know, standard political strategy.
So maybe allowing them to navigate tricky situations or build trust in ways that a purely, say, strategic approach might not.
That's the implication. It definitely raises a fascinating question about the role of deeply held personal beliefs in high-stakes diplomacy.
That's a powerful point. So this belief in empathy and shared humanity over division, the unity of all people, that wasn't just personal philosophy for them.
Apparently not. The source argues it actively shaped their advocacy for peace, cooperation, honesty, transparency in their diplomatic roles.
It's a very specific lens, isn't it? A very insightful way the source views their contributions.
It is. And that perspective, perhaps it resonates with the widespread mourning we saw afterwards?
You mean the reaction from local leaders? State representatives, city officials.
Yes, expressing deep sorrow. And fellow diplomats from many different nations joining in that mourning. It highlighted the global impact.
And maybe a shared understanding of the risks, the sacrifices involved in that line of work.
Quite possibly.
And the vigils you mentioned earlier, they drew incredibly diverse crowds.
They really did. They served as tributes, yes, but also as these powerful statements against violence.
And community members shared so many stories, didn't they? Anecdotes about their warmth, their public service.
Bringing that human element right to the forefront, it wasn't just official statements. It felt like genuine grief.
Yeah.
And the media, of course, played a big role in shaping this narrative.
Especially Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN.
Right, CBN. They provided extensive coverage, not just the facts, but delving into the implications, especially for the community, and that faith perspective we just discussed.
And CBN featured a specific voice, Vanessa Mistretta.
Yes. She offered a unique perspective, apparently rooted in her connection to the community, her understanding of Israeli culture.
She articulated that sense of shock and grief, didn't she? And emphasized this sense of vulnerability.
Which is crucial. It reminds you these are individuals, real people, not just abstract representatives.
Definitely. So let's connect this to the bigger picture. These murders, they obviously have profound implications for Israeli-American relations.
Absolutely. Our source calls it a cornerstone of geopolitical stability, which is accurate.
And this event, it could definitely push the U.S. to enhance protective measures for Israeli officials.
Right. Signaling a strong commitment to its allies' safety. That seems likely.
But what about the broader ramifications for U.S. foreign policy? Could this actually shift how the two nations collaborate beyond just security protocols?
That's the critical question, isn't it? And what's really interesting here is the potential for increased political tensions within the U.S.
How so?
Well, the source points out, if the attackers are eventually linked to specific political factions, it could ignite debate in the U.S. Congress regarding military aid or diplomatic support for Israel.
So it's not just about security then. It could actually alter the political calculus around support for Israeli policies.
Potentially, yes. Especially if it feeds into existing political divides. That's a real possibility the source raises.
And beyond the U.S.-Israel dynamic, this incident immediately sparked critical security concerns for all foreign diplomats in the U.S.
Of course. We know historically diplomats have faced threats. It's not new, unfortunately.
So how are U.S. authorities responding now? What kind of new measures are being talked about?
Our source details that U.S. authorities are reassessing and reinforcing protective measures. That's underway.
Like what specifically?
Things like increased surveillance, more fortified barriers around embassies potentially, and implementing advanced security tech.
Tech like?
Biometric scanning, maybe enhanced communication systems, things like that.
Okay.
And there's also talk around establishing rapid response teams and providing emergency training programs for diplomats themselves.
Better prepare them for potential crises. Make them more resilient.
Exactly. Building resilience in what's clearly a challenging environment.
But despite all this tragedy, the politics, the security concerns, the human element really endures in the story.
It does. Individuals recounted the diplomats' warmth, their camaraderie, describing them as deeply committed individuals who valued community engagement.
And apparently they were always the first to arrive at events. That detail speaks volumes about their dedication.
It really does, fostering a strong sense of unity.
Their outreach efforts, too, seem particularly noteworthy.
Very much so. The article highlights how their initiatives brought together diverse groups. Cultural evenings, educational workshops.
Actively fostering understanding, appreciation across different communities.
It really speaks to their commitment to bridging divides, a testament to both their personal values and their professional mission.
And the collective grief, it was profound. But so was the community's resilience, you felt.
Absolutely. People rallied. Those candlelight vigils, memorials, sharing heartfelt tributes.
There was that quote from a community member.
Oh, yeah. Losing them feels like losing a part of our family.
Powerful. It really captures that enduring power of human connection, even when facing something so awful.
And maybe reflects the deep impact David Cohen and Sara Levi actually had on people.
Yeah, I think so. So let's try and wrap this up. What does it all mean? We've unpacked the immediate shock of the attack on June 2nd.
We looked at the profound contributions, personal and professional, of David Cohen and Sara Levi.
Explored that unique faith-based perspective offered by our source, Christian Culture News.
And touched on the wide-ranging implications for international relations, security, community solidarity.
So why is understanding this event still crucial for you, the listener?
Well, it really highlights the inherent vulnerabilities of diplomacy and the ripple effects these kinds of incidents have on global perspectives, on community dynamics.
It's a stark reminder, isn't it? Diplomatic missions aren't just buildings or abstract ideas.
Not at all. They're living spaces full of individuals committed to building bridges, often, as we saw here, at great personal risk.
In our source, it leaves us with a compelling thought, almost a call to action, really.
It does. It encourages reflection on the importance of fostering a communal environment where safety and respect for diplomatic missions are prioritized.
It prompts us, you, the listener, to think about how we might engage actively in local initiatives that promote interfaith discussions and cooperation.
Or maybe contribute to grassroots movements that advocate for the security of diplomats.
Because ultimately, as the article concludes, and this really resonates, the responsibility lies with each individual to contribute towards a more empathetic and unified society.
A powerful thought to end on. Makes you consider how your own actions, however small, can ripple outwards.